All right. Almost everybody's here, I see.
We have all the board members that are available for the day, so we can go ahead and get started.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I am Tanya Hardy, chairperson of the Veterinary Licensing Board, and I would like to call this meeting to order. It is now 9:02 on Thursday, July 27th, 2023. This meeting is being held telephonically and electronically. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meetings laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, minutes will also be prepared for this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. Approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. The following board members are in attendance: Tanya Hardy, DVM Chair, Amy Nolinger, DVM, Jason Gibson, DVM, and Neil Moss, DVM. And no one is absent. The following individuals representing Doppel and the Department of Commerce are in attendance: Lisa Martin, the Bureau Manager, Maureen Christensen, Bureau Secretary, and then Deborah Blackburn, Assistant Director, is absent, and Mart Steingel, Division Director, is absent. We welcome any visitors and interested person at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask for cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. If you are a guest joining via video, please enter your name in the chat box for the record. All right. Any questions for the board can be sent via message featured in the meeting. Please identify your name and or association, and please identify yourself before speaking. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let's now proceed with the agenda. All right. So on our agenda today is to review R-156-28, the proposed rule changes. All right. Does everybody have that with them? All right.
So if we just want to go down the list a little bit, just at the top there is just some cleanup so that we are in standard with all the other rules that the division hosts. Additionally, in 2022 legislative session, they did change the name of our organization. So we are removing occupational from everywhere that it exists, which is everywhere. So that's a lot of the cleanup as well. And then these next two sections, 103 and 104, more cleanup to be standardized throughout the division. We do know that we've got the authority. We don't need to restate where we get the authority because it's already stated elsewhere. And then this is the big section of change. More than a year ago, it was proposed to include as part of the continuing education 1 hour of DEI continuing education. That has gotten some feedback from a lot of different sources. So this draft was created to expand the intention of that, which is improved communication with the provider and the client. So this opens up the topics of improved communication to a lot of different areas.
Lisa, do we have to make a motion or do we just discuss it?
We can discuss, and then before we wrap up, we'd like a motion, but we can do a lot of discussion in the meantime.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right.
And then Neil has his hand raised.
Neil?
Yeah, I was wondering, so this has nothing to do with the Supreme Court striking down affirmative action.
This has been in the works before that.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other discussion on this subject area?
Because we've gotten some feedback on how it was previously written, do you guys see any conflict with what we've got proposed as the revision from the community?
Well, I think the changes seem appropriate to me and broad enough that should be able to get that education without problem.
Good to hear. Thank you. And those are really all of the changes. We did add some language here for the state certified vet techs to maintain their documentation of continuing education, similar to everybody else's language of maintaining their CE documents. We as the division can go back and do continuing education audits. This just helps the license holders have a good guidance about how far back we may go and what they should maintain.
Neil?
Yes, I certainly don't disagree that we should allow certain exemptions or considerations for veterinary technicians, but why would that not apply to the veterinarian?
The veterinarian as well? Continuing education is in a different subsection and it is already included.
That you can have a postponement?
Yes.
Oh, I did not realize that. I must have missed that.
Yeah, that was my question as well. Is it the same? Is it the same 3-year period?
It is, right. In subsection 6 here, it is the same.
We just went down and read the red bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, there's some news for it. If you highlight it in red, we're going to read it.
I'll just highlight different sections every meeting and we'll get it all done. No. And then here in unprofessional conduct, we just did some cleanup. And those are all of the changes to our proposed rule.
All right.
And I do see that we've got a couple of guests as well. If you guys have feedback, you're welcome to, this is an open meeting, you're welcome to make a comment as well. Otherwise, if the board is ready to make a motion on these proposed changes, we'd love to have that motion.
I motion that we accept the proposed changes.
Seconded.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. Let's vote. All in favor of the motion on the table?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The aye. Motion passes and we accept the changes to the new rule.
Thank you. There's still all the administrative process that we'll get through. So we will let you know when the public comment is open, when the public hearing is hosted, and if and when it becomes official.
Perfect. All right. That's all that we had to discuss today. It was a big meeting. The next scheduled meeting is Thursday, September 21st, 2023. So mark your calendars. And then the 2024 board meetings are tentatively scheduled for January 18th, May 16th, and September 19th. So we can tentatively mark our calendars for those. Hopefully that's how it'll be set. And other than that, is there anything else that anyone has questions, concerns, anything they'd like to discuss? All right. It is now 9:12 a.m. and the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.